Hello guys, Ian from IanFernando.com. I actually have somebody here on the phone from that I met at the Philly Summit West, John Hasson. Is that correct, John?
Correct. I'm on the phone.
Okay, cool. That's good. I actually met John Hasson at Philly Summit West, and we actually bumped into each other when we actually started talking to Mark from 45 and 5. And so far throughout the weekend, me and him have actually discussed a lot of stuff and basically hanged out and had fun. John also was part of the Ask the Experts table at Affiliate Summit West, so I'm actually speaking to an expert on the
Well, I don't know. It seems like there's not anybody in there these days.
phone. Exactly. Okay, so what I have, the reason I have him on the phone is because I'm actually going to be doing an interview with him, and I will be discussing some affiliate marketing tips and what happened at Affiliate Summit West as well. Okay. So, John, if you don't mind, can you actually introduce yourself to my readers and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, my name is John Hasson. I am a computer programmer by nature and by trade. I've been programming for the past 15 years. I wrote a product back in 2000 that was actually featured in Wired a little bit later. And I've done databases, websites, GIS, fancy mapping systems using ArcGIS and Oracle and SQL Server, all the, pretty much a little bit of everything, especially if it was the Microsoft Windows world of programming, I touched in some way or another.
Oh, that's great. It's great. So you didn't do a lot of program. I do a little program myself, but not that much.
Yeah, so I can get very, very technical very fast, and so I have to watch myself when I'm talking to someone who's a pure marketer, because they, their eyes start to glaze over and they just start looking around. So that's kind of when I know I gotta steer away from the tech talk.
Problem. So, John, how did you actually get into affiliate marketing, and how did it benefit you?
I got into affiliate marketing by accident about a little bit less than 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I was reading some stuff on it was AdSense arbitrage, and I looked into that and like, oh, that's pretty cool. And so I wrote some computer programs just kind of to go out and monitor things like keyword activity, bids, and so on and so forth. And then as I noticed, there was a place on one of the search engines I was using that somebody was outbidding me on a keyword. I'm like, how? I mean, because remember, I was pretty new at this. And I'm like, how dare they outbid me on a keyword? I just couldn't believe it. And at first, I was like, how in the world are they making money by bidding more than me?
Exactly.
Now, I was really new at it.
Wow.
So then I look at the URL, and I traced who they were, and I figured out where they were coming from, and I looked at what they were selling them. And so I thought, well, if they're bidding that much, and their ad wasn't very good, but they were bidding like a penny more than me. And so I put two and two together and traced who they were, signed up for the affiliate program. It's kind of because I'd been signed up on commission junction and stuff like that, but I've never really had any personal interaction. I had a couple of sales here and there on a couple of different things, but nothing really that I would call major or successful. And so I signed up for this program, and the affiliate manager called me on the phone. And, anyone who's ever started out on a commission junction as a noob knows that they don't call you on the phone or, try and talk to you.
Yeah, they don't. It's more of like
a number.
You just join CJ and you just promote some of their stuff, and that's it.
Yeah, no, if you're making a bazillion dollars, they'll contact you.
Ah, okay. That's good. That's
Well,
good.
not a bazillion, I think, but if you're bringing in a significant amount of money, there's tiers in all these different companies, and like 10,000, 20,000, 2,000, whatever the magic number is. Once you pass that number, you get moved into a different group, and
Oh.
then you have a different person managing your account. And so the more you
Okay.
make, the more touchy-feely, hands-on they want to be.
Oh, wow. So basically, if you're a newbie, you don't get no help until you actually meet a criteria or a
You
goal.
know what though? But that's not unusual. That's the way it is in any industry. You have to
You have
go
to
and help
def you
people
definitely have to work
respond
hard
to
at
your
it at
bid.
some you definitely have to work hard at it before getting recognized, basically, maybe. No.
Yeah. Well, this applies to anything. Not just affiliate marketing. It applies to any career path that you choose. You got to start at the bottom, and until you start having some sort of success, nobody cares, because they don't want to waste time on someone that is a no. I'm going to get back to this this story. The affiliate manager called me up, and you know, she was personable and actually was interested in me. And I was like, well, wow, if these people are going to be this nice, sure. And so I started running some campaigns, and I had a little bit of success, a little bit of success, a little bit more success. And I was able to parlay that into other ventures. And, I'm doing pretty well. I'm not, making like six figures a month or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I will be one day.
Yes, exactly. That's good. Now, at Affiliate Summit West, there was one morning that I didn't get to meet up with you during breakfast or maybe after breakfast, but you were already at a table at the Ask the Expert session. And
you know why? Because I completely crashed, and I was almost late to that.
Oh, wow, really? Tough night last night, I guess.
I grabbed some food, and I sat down at a table that, the SEO dude and Andrew Wee happened to be there, too.
Yeah.
And I think we nodded at each other as I wolfed down a bunch of food, and then I took off.
But at ASW, you're at the Ask the Expert session. Your table was the most crowded. Do you know why that was, or why maybe your table was more popular than everybody else?
Well, I think a couple of reasons, and I was reading some comments on some of the blogs. I listened to everything that people were talking about, and I think I would have gone to the PPC table too. None of the other subjects I think really interested a lot of the people that were there.
Correct.
I mean,
yeah.
It was interesting, and you can go over there and say, "Oh, this is kind of interesting," but once you find out what it is, you quickly decide, "I'm not interested."
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that aspect of it. One comment, I think Joe Tech. I never really met him. I saw him a couple times, but I don't think we ever really talked.
Mm-hmm. But
he said that I kept, I was sharing pretty much everything, and I didn't really hold anything back or give people things like, oh, maybe if you test this, maybe it'll work. I was giving people specific examples of what I had done and what had worked for me and what hadn't worked for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about experience.
And so I tried to, basically share enough, without giving away, stuff that would hurt me or, by any means. But I really don't think that's really much of an issue these days. I mean, if someone wants to find you and copy you, they can.
They can, exactly.
And if they're smart enough to do that, and they're actually smart enough to make their own campaigns and do better than you.
Exactly. Now, ASW, will you be attending Affiliate Summit East right in Boston this year?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I submitted a speaker proposal, and we'll see what they say.
Okay, that's good. And I also noticed that you're also a blogger, I've noticed that you have a blog. And on your right-hand section, you have a little project section. I'm not too sure what that means or if you're working on a project with another company, another another agent, or et cetera. Can you go ahead and explain your blog, per se, and the project section on your blog?
All right. My blog, more or less, I'm so lazy. I actually, it's been on my list to write a little blog program. I looked at WordPress, and WordPress is pretty cool,
mm-hmm.
but I just, it seems I'm probably going to end up writing my own little blog program eventually, but for now I'm using Blogger just because it's quick and it's easy,
and it
just works, and I don't have to do much to it. As far as the project section on the right, I after Affiliate Summit, I just, if anyone's ever gone to one of these kind of conventions and you give your card out and you talk to people, you have a lot of people wanting to talk to you the next couple of weeks.
Yes, I experienced that right away.
Yeah. And I do want to talk to everybody, but the problem is I have so much going on, even without the affiliate marketing stuff, because I still have what I would call a day job. I have a client in Denver, and when affiliate marketing for me kind of took off about a year ago, I said, okay, I'm done. I'm retiring from doing consulting and computer programming for other people. This is it. I'm moving to Utah. I'm done. And they asked me nicely, and I felt like I should at least help them finish the project. And so it was like a phase one, phase two, phase three. It was a big, huge government project.
Wow.
And so I promised them I'd help them out finish the second phase of the project at least. And so they're flying me back and forth, from my New Orleans, Utah, to the client site in Denver. And so I do that. I'm gone Monday through Thursday.
Oh, wow. So you're always lying.
They pay, you know, they're compensating me enough to make it worth my while. Project list on the right of my blog.
Oh.
It's all the projects that I'm working on. So that whenever someone calls me and says, "Hey, I want you to look to do my offers, or I want you to do this with me," I can point to there and say, "Look, this is what I've got going on right now." And so, most of those are like 5% or 10% completion. And when those get closer to 90 or 100% completion, then I'll really be able to focus on your stuff. And so the best thing they can do is send me an email, and hopefully I will eventually get to it. But I've got like between 2,000 and 3,000 emails in my inbox right now that I have to go through.
I understand that. Because I've recently just been bombarded with emails from other affiliate networks. I guess we shouldn't be giving out our business cards when we go to conventions, I guess.
Well, you know.
Sometimes it's a good and bad thing.
That's just the way it works. I mean, and it's not just the affiliate marketing industry that's like that.
Yeah, yeah. Any convention you go
like
to.
That too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree.
The only difference is instead of people calling, trying to get me to buy their stuff, I've got people calling, trying to get me to sell their stuff.
Sell their stuff. Yep, exactly.
But other than that, it's the same.
Yeah, basically the same wherever you go. Yeah, you're right. Okay, let's go in a little bit with affiliate marketing for maybe just the beginners. What do you think is the best topic or important factor for a beginner to dive into affiliate marketing? What should they do? Should they immediately just jump right in, or should they read, or like how should a beginner start affiliate marketing per se?
You have to at least know a little bit of the technical stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to know the bare minimum it takes to put up a website. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can do that, then at least you're a step ahead of a lot of people. And there's plenty of places online you can go and learn that. The place I always send people is w3schools.com. W and the number 3schools.com.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
It's a great place, people that don't know anything about HTML or anything about websites or PHP or any of that stuff, can go there and read some really basic tutorials. And then from there, you know, after reading that, you think, oh, wow, I know everything. You don't.
Yeah, exactly,
you don't. Enough to actually start learning stuff. And so just kind of get a quick basic technical overview of what you're going to need to know for making websites so you can understand when Google gives you a Sysible tracking script to track your keyword conversions, or when somebody's talking about a robots.txt file for SEO purposes, or whatever it may be, you'll actually understand a little bit about what they're talking about, so it doesn't go right up your head. So there's that aspect of it. And as far as actually getting, I'm reading stuff every day, and I'm always looking to see if I can learn something.
Yeah.
After a while, like when you first get into it, you'll feel like you're learning a bunch of really awesome ideas every day. And I'm like, wow, this is great.
Yep.
But after a while, you'll notice that a lot of the tips and hints are, they're essentially they're rehashes. They're the same thing over and over and over again, just said a little bit differently.
Yeah, using different words. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are little nuggets of information that you can find. So I still skim through all the blogs and the little how-to guides that are out there. And so learn a little bit of techie stuff. Read as much as you can about affiliate marketing and how to get good traffic to your website and so on and so forth. And then really you have to be, if you're going to go the PPC route, if you're not going to go PPC route, even if you're just going to try and drive traffic through social websites and things like that, or press releases and stuff, you have to be willing to lose money.
Yeah.
You have to. Like, you can't say if I lose $5 or not. You have to, you need to build up a little bit of bulk of savings. It's like any business.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And so once you put in that seed money towards whatever you're going to do, be willing to realize that you're not gonna be successful the very first time unless you just luck.
Yeah, I agree that to a big extent.
Find something that works, expand on it, and expand it, and then when you don't feel like you can expand it anymore, move into a different niche. Expand that for a while. Go back and look at the first project, and if you stepped away from it, you'll have other ideas like, oh, I can do this to expand things. What you've got, it, and then keep looking for things that interest you.
Yep, you have to do something that you like. If you don't do what you like, then sometimes it'll get boring real quick. No.
Yeah, like let's say you have a website about flowers, and you absolutely hate flowers. You can still be successful at that,
mm-hmm. But you won't be reaching your full potential
at something that you actually like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at campaigns like choosing between merchants within a network, like how do you really determine which one is good versus which one is bad? Besides knowing that. Let's say I like cars a lot, you know, and I want to do something in the car or automotive industries. And there's a lot of campaigns out there. Which one should I choose and which one should I not choose? How do I choose the best campaign to promote?
Cars is pretty generic. And so I would say filter that down. Do you like paint, tires, financing? I would say financing because that's probably one of the more lucrative
of
it. Leases. You want to teach people about how they can choose to buy a car and where they can buy a car and and the different financing options, or are you looking at just the rims and the accessories? So figure out which particular niche that you want to go for. And here's the real secret to getting a ton of traffic.
Okay.
Is to build the best possible website on that particular subject there is. If there's a so if you build a website, let's say you're doing cars or car accessories, for example,
mm-hmm.
and you know there's a bunch of different sites out there already. But if you can build a website about car accessories that is the absolute best, I guarantee you the traffic will come.
Yeah.
Because people will know if it's that good, people will know about it. They'll tell their friends, and the friends will tell their friends, and so on and so on. And of course, you're still going to want to promote it through all the typical channels, but having a really good site keeps people there.
Ooh, good. Okay, I think that's all the time we have for now. So this is Ian Fernando at ianfernando.com, and on the phone I have John Hassan from johnhassan.com, and he's an expert on PPC, and hopefully I'll be able to see him. Hopefully I'll be able to speak to him again during the next couple months, or maybe we'll meet again at Affiliate Summit East. And John, do you have anything else to say to my readers and to the whole internet?
Hello, internet. And just if you're looking to make money online, there are a ton of ways to make money.
Wow.
I always say there's 6 billion people on the planet, and there's plenty of ways to make money. You don't have to deal with idiots and jerks. There's lots of other nice people to deal with.